Episode 7, second one this week, because the first one was all about Wii U news. This one's all about the response to the Wii U news from people who send death threats to game developers.
Yep.
As we'll talk about, actually, will be our first news story. Until then, things people played, anyone in particular they want to talk about over the last 3 days or 2 days?
I ain't done played nothing since.
You haven't played a single game?
I mean, it was like 2 days ago.
What game did you play?
I said, Final Fantasy 13 is a pile of poop.
That's the only game you played in the last...
Because I'm still kind of waiting for a good time to play Resident Evil, because it has to be nice and...
Snowguard.
And Nightfire.
I just played Nightfire. This is always good. Lloyd, did you play anything you want to talk about that's not Phoenix Wright?
Nope.
Good. Good stuff. Then we'll just jump right into it. We're going to talk about lots of the things of news. Platinum Games. What games does Platinum Games make, Laura?
What did you say?
What games does Platinum Games make?
Austin's covering up the screen right now, so
yeah,
it's like
so
he's quizzing her.
Platinum Games.
Ow, this cord is really hot. It's like an oven.
Platinum Games does.
They made Okami. What do you think they're making this gen?
Bayonetta.
They're working on Bayonetta 2 right now. They made Mad World. Other stuff like that. And they're working on the Wonderful 101 as well. But Bayonetta's in the news this week because, anyone know why?
Bayonetta 2, their death threat.
Everyone's getting all angry. So Platinum Games sees these death threats and they go, man, you guys, so they put out a statement that says, you know, please don't hate us because...
please don't kill us.
Here's the deal. If it wasn't for Nintendo, this game wouldn't even exist at all. So quit your complaining, except they said it nicely. They were like, we don't want to alienate our fans...
Basically, they're just trying to pressure them, I think, into making it for 360.
Yeah, but Nintendo's publishing it. They're not going to let it happen. So, I mean, would people really prefer that they not have the game at all versus having it on just Wii U?
Yeah.
That's the thing. They would. That's the sad thing. They don't even care about the logic. They just don't want it. I spit everywhere. They just don't want it. To be on the Wii U because, A, it's Nintendo and Nintendo's for kitties and doggies. And B,
dogs and
dogs and cats. Is it? Oh, you can weigh your pet in Wii Fit, so you can, I mean, you could weigh anything in Wii Fit technically.
Yeah.
So that's one reason. And the other reason, I think, is just because they don't want to have to buy a new console, but boo-hoo, it's a new game
for
a new console.
Because no one's going to
Nintendo shouldn't make Mario. Put it on the Wii. I'm angry.
Because ain't no one is throwing down $300 for the new one that's white, that's got less memory.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Only people are only going to buy the black one.
Definitely seems so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm
okay, Nintendo of America president.
Reggie Jackson.
What's his last name?
Fils-a-man?
I don't know. I don't know, because it's spelled F-I-L-S.
Yeah,
so it's Reggie Fils Amy, but it's Fils-a-me.
I think it's Fils-a-me.
It must be French or
is
something.
Is it please out?
Yeah,
because
he's like, I love French food.
I like French food. That was a great presentation. So President Reggie Fils Amy answered a wide array of questions from someone. And it doesn't really matter who, but the question is, will the Wii U be profitable from day one? Someone asked him this. Good question. Someone actually like went for it. Who did this? I bet it's New York Times. Is that them? Nope. Gamesindustry.biz. Good stuff. So they asked, will the Wii U be profitable from the get-go? Anyone want to take a guess?
Yes.
Both said yes.
Because?
They'll make more money.
Well, here's Reggie's answer. We don't believe in pricing a product and then having to... Oh, no, that's not the right part of it. He's just saying we don't want to reduce the price of a product right away. Unfortunately, we had to do it with 3DS, blah, blah, blah. In terms of profitability, we don't comment on our internal byproduct P&L. But as a philosophy, we believe in making money on our hardware, even if it's small amounts of money at the start. I think what he's saying is, yes, we're making money, but it's a small amount of money at the start.
And he doesn't want to be specific because, you know.
If he was just like, no,
investors
then
or something,
that would be
yes.
just awful.
And he shouldn't be specific.
No, yeah, that's a completely understandable answer. So then the guy says, so I don't know if you've heard all these analysts chiming in, like, who's a good analyst we all know?
That one dude that everybody hates.
What's his name?
Morgan what?
Phil.
Phil, the guy from the Sony, the Phil Harrison?
Phil
Spector.
No, but Phil Spector. Who's Phil Spector? Who's Phil Spector?
It's Michael Pachter.
He's a record producer and songwriter. So Phil Spector, no.
Phil
Spector
is a name I just made up in my head. Like,
he's a record producer. He's a someone, but.
But yeah.
Nice try.
Spector.
So Michael Pachter,
sure.
Warren Pachter. Said things, and so this guy's like, have you heard about the industry things? And Reggie says, I haven't had a chance to read. So he reads him all these things and saying, oh, core gamers won't care. What do you think about core gamers not caring? And Reggie says, well, I think the analysts need to see that we have Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed before they start saying we don't care. And then the interviewer says, his point of view is that, you know, he doesn't think that straight ports from 360 will entice enough core gamers. And Reggie said, yeah, but it's a different generation than the other games. So Reggie's just kind of going, you know, he's doing the thing.
He's doing the thing.
There's a bunch of ports, so what are you going to do with the ports? However, are the ports better or worse? They're all better.
Yeah.
Decidedly, why?
Because of the...
First of all, second screen. Secondly, Wii outputs in, as we learned today.
It's in 1080...
1080p or
1080i.
And, for instance, Call of Duty will not run on 1080p on any other console, but it's at 1080p at 60 frames per second all the time, even on the gamepad. Well, not 1080p on the gamepad. The gamepad is some weird. It's like 480 by like 6 something. So
yeah,
I don't know
weird.
What the exact resolution of that is, but it will be 60 frames per second at 1080p on the screen, which is better than any other of the versions. So technically speaking, core gamers, if they can convince themselves that they care about Mario and things like that, there's a good reason to go for it as well. So then this is funny. Then the interviewer says, sticking with the pricing issue, and Reggie interrupts him and says, it's not really an issue. And then the guy says, the pricing topic, it's too expensive, basically, so the guy says. And Reggie is just a stupid answer, blah, 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 blah. Is there anything else we're talking about in this? Oh, the guy says, are we getting too much Mario? That's a good question. What do you guys think?
It's kind of unfortunate that it's all coming out at once. I mean, yes, it feels like it, but
I think, yeah, they should have spread it out.
In actuality, 4 years from now, we're going to feel...
It's all Mario.
It'll be adequate Mario.
When we were talking about what games we would pick for the Wii U, like what 3 games, I said Mario, I want Mario, but I just feel like, oh, Mario, like it's everywhere. That's kind of what was in my mind, but I want it because it's the new, you know...
You don't think it's going to be good?
No, I think it's going to be great.
Why does it matter if they're all good?
No, I'm getting it.
I know, but why do people care if there's a lot if they're all really good?
I don't know. It's just overwhelming.
Shouldn't have that in my mouth on.
Yeah.
Ew, don't just put it on the table. Put it on the wrapper.
It's on the wrapper. It rolls off the wrapper when I say, oh, there we go. So, his thing is, you know what? Screw this. This stuff doesn't even matter. I don't even care about Reggie. He says, Mario's important. Blobby, blobby, blah. Who's this with? Bill Trinan. Don't really care. Is there anything worth fitting here? No, nothing good from Bill. So I went to GameStop, and I pre-ordered all of our Wii U's, right? And I was talking to the GameStop guy, and I was like, so why is it selling out so much? Here's this thing that he told me. He says Nintendo sent them a company-wide cap.
Yep.
He says, the GameStop, you get this many pre-orders that you can send out. And when you hit that, we'll give you a mysterious phone call, and then you gotta cut it out. And that's how it is. So they didn't know when it would come in or anything. They just would get a... They don't know how much the cap is. They don't know when the cap's gonna get hit. But they did say that 80% of the cap was sold the first day.
Yeah.
So from when they announced that it was pre-orderable to the end of the day, 80% of it was gone through. They expected the last 20% to sell through pretty quick.
Glad we got it then.
But we did, yeah. We managed to snag it. However, I also asked him about Wii U demo stations, because I remember those are supposed to be coming to GameStop. He said they probably won't get one because there's too many robberies in that GameStop.
Oh.
Which one
he
was
said
it?
The first day that they got the hub.
Oh,
he
wow.
said that the
yeah.
first day that they got their 3DS thing in, someone cut the cord and stole the 3DS.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
It's a small store. How did they not
so,
see him?
I don't know. They're,
I suppose they're kind of, it's not like, from where they're
someone, yeah, someone
the
just
desk.
Like cut it, stuck it in their pocket, and then just walked away, so... so they said there'll be two kinds of demo stations. One kind will have the Wii U gamepad, and one kind will have a traditional controller. What's the traditional controller? Dunno. It could either be a Wii Remote, Wii Remote Nunchuck, Pro Controller, because they got that, no. It could be anything. He didn't know what, but he knew there were two kinds. So he said if they do get one, they'll probably get the traditional controller one.
Yeah,
because that's not... Because if someone sees that shiny gamepad... Gotta take that away.
From that cord,
take even though there's
away.
No reason
Wait,
because
how
to get a Wii
reset
U.
Reset a 3DS that's from in stores.
I don't know. They someone just stole it for stupid reasons.
Sorry.
Maybe it was before the 3DS came out, and they just thought, "Oh, I'll sell it to
yeah.
someone."
Or just they have a 3DS now. I mean,
the 3DS it doesn't work. It's a demo 3DS.
Cause they can not use it.
Well, they can just sell it and be like, "Here, it's good."
Yeah.
I guess. Just think someone would try it. And demo station should arrive in stores mid to late October. Okay. Reggie talked about TVs. I don't really care. Reggie talked about how Wii U's gonna have a very. Ooh, we talked about friend codes. I didn't read this. All right, new quote.
Right, new content.
We've heard the community feedback on friend codes, and we're making it dramatically easier for you to connect with your friends.
Ooh, yeah.
Pressing the home button will make more content available, such as the eShop, Nintendo TV, and an actual game. That's all he said. That's all he said about friend codes.
But
he says, we heard the feedback and we're making it easier.
So, but he didn't
trust
actually
me.
Address it. Yeah.
Yeah, all he said was trust me. That's the same thing that Bill Trinan said. They were saying, so Bill, because Bill, you know, we are, who's Bill? Bill Trinan?
Yeah.
Who's he?
He's the man that speaks English for people.
Oh, for Miyamoto.
He's Miyamoto's translator. And the guy was asking him, like, so you can transfer all your virtual console games and stuff. Bill was like, yep. They're like, how are you going to do it? And he said, very easily. And they're like, so, but how is it going to work? Really well. And those were his answers. He was basically just like, don't worry, it'll work. And the closest he got was, he was like, well, you know how you can do it on 3DS? It's going to work like that. And they'll say, so what, do you put an SD card in? Like, how is this going to happen? And he was like, it's going to happen good. That was his whole thing.
Aww.
That's good.
Bill's a cool guy. And I trust him. I'm sure it'll be fine. He's
yeah.
done it
I,
twice
I trust
so
Reggie,
far.
Too. Reggie's a really, really trustable
Reggie's kind
guy.
Of a, he's kind of a politician, though. You know what I mean?
I suppose I can see he is
in the sense that he
kind of...
Not dark side, but he speaks in generalizations and stuff. Bill comes out and says, he's like laughing, like, no, it's just going to work. Reggie would say he would kind of do like a... He would try and make you think he gave you an explanation when he didn't. Bill knows he's not giving you an explanation, and he's fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Reggie seems like jolly to me.
He's a jolly guy. He's got giant hands.
Yeah. He could probably play the Xbox original controller really well with it.
He probably could.
Yeah.
Maybe he designed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens? You know, Nintendo's not selling gamepads to the launch of the Wii U, right? You get the one that comes in your system.
Right, they ain't gonna do that.
Ain't gonna do that. Why not? Because there's no games that use two
no
gamepads.
Point.
So what happens if they break?
Throw it in the garbage can, buy a new one.
You can't buy a new one, though.
No, I mean, your Wii U.
Buy a whole new
okay.
Wii U? No. Send it into Nintendo Consumer Service, and they'll replace it for a fee.
Ah.
But here's the caveat with that. Caviar with that. Yes, we'll serve caviar after this. The caveat is that if it's a hardware failure and it breaks because of them, they'll replace it for free. That's how they've always done it. If you toss it on the ground and step on it, you're going to pay to get it replaced.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. So, you know that same guy...
Like Microsoft, but better.
Yes. And also, if you kind of broke it, like maybe you dropped it and it broke, and maybe it shouldn't necessarily broke, even though it was technically your fault, they'll probably replace it for free. That's what they've always done in the past. So, okay. Almost to the discussion. Three more. Guys selling a Wii U on eBay for $900. Everyone's really mad about that. Which I think is stupid. I don't actually want to talk about that.
Yeah.
There's an 8-meter range for full performance of the Wii U gamepad. You can go up to 8 meters, which is how many feet?
24.
24 feet,
metric
right?
Metric system.
It's essentially the same as yards.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Slightly.
Metros are a little bit bigger.
Like, yeah, but I mean, if 20, taller, 24...
A little bit longer.
8 yards is 24 feet, and 8 meters is about 24 feet.
So. Exactly, but I was... Yeah.
So the point is that, like, you go from here to, like, you could probably... In Laura's house, you could probably play it anywhere, really, because...
Yeah. But yeah, if you're like,
but like you can't, you know, run to the end of the block and keep playing Mass Effect, you know, on the bus or something.
Yeah,
it's not
that would be so cool though.
Bring it with you.
That'd be so expensive.
Yeah,
but you can do it with Project Glass.
Do it with Project Glass. Actually, can you actually do it?
Oh, okay. No. You can't do any of that stuff. The only thing you do with Project Glass is essentially like the sort of Wii TV or Nintendo TV type stuff, where like give you little stats about games. You can't control it with it. You can't use it as a second screen. There's no buttons.
Which is actually
it's a bunch
the biggest.
Dookie.
Yeah.
Pre-orders for the Wii U are sold out at Best Buy, Kmart, GameStop, and almost
Target?
All at Target.
Oh.
The basic set is still available at Target.
Mm.
Which no one wants. And so the question and the thing I've been kind of discussing is like, I wonder if Nintendo is putting a low cap to make it seem like the Wii U is selling a ton.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, most people I've talked to say that their particular GameStops, they would ask how many pre-orders have we gotten. And on the first day, most people in the afternoon said they had already gotten about 15 pre-orders at any given GameStop. Our GameStop said they've gotten, I think they said, 12 total. So probably with ours, 15.
Yeah.
There's like 7,000 GameStop stores in the U.S. times... And these two, he said his GameStop wasn't, it was like a pretty suburban GameStop, sort of like the hubs.
So they're actually a bit more.
Probably a bit more, but figure like 20 pre-orders per GameStop times 7,000 GameStops is still not a ton.
Not a ton, no.
It's 140,000?
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, wait, 7,000 GameStops times 20.
It's 14.
14,000.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's like 7 times 2,
Austin.
No, it's
7,000 times 20?
7,000 times 20.
You just add the zero.
7,000 times 2 is 14,000. Times 10 is 140,000, just like I said.
No,
so,
it would be...
Yeah,
140,000.
So,
7,000?
140,000.
140,000, just leave it alone. Is that a lot?
No, it's a finger scrape.
Well, they also have...
Yeah, you just add the
GameStop
zero.
GameStop has a cap. Target has a cap. Kmart has a cap. Walmart has a cap. And
I
Best
don't
Buy has
have
a cap.
A cap.
So, if you figure they all have a 100,000... unit cap.
Cool.
Home Depot doesn't have a cap on Wii U's that they can sell. You can sell as many Wii
pre-orders
as you want.
That's actually very true. The Home Depot, if you go to the Home Depot, they do not have one. You can ask for one.
Ask for one. You won't get it, but you can ask. So if each one has an 100,000 unit cap, that's 500,000 units. That's a big chunk of units
to
sell. And that's all pre-orders, and they're almost all sold out.
Yeah.
Will it sell as good as the Wii? I don't think so.
No. Possibly.
Long
term, actually, probably not.
It's no. I think long term, it's gonna sell better because the
it
Wii
is
something where people who were not gamers,
right.
you know, could look at it and go, "Ooh, sports!
Ooh, yeah.
I know what that is." The Wii U is something that you'll have to bring to the non gamers and say, "This is fun," and they'll go, "Oh, this is fun! I'm gonna go buy one."
Yeah.
It's not something that you look at and go, "Ooh, I can swing a tennis racket or something." You know what I mean? That's a really easy sell for people who don't know what games are. Nintendo Land, kind of gotta play it before you know.
Yeah.
Understand why it's as good as the Wii. So I think it'll be something where it'll sell really good with the core gamers and then sort of pick up like 6 months down the line with your casual gamers. Especially if they put out, like they've been demoing, like a Wii Sports Resort sort of thing. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Okay.
Was it because he said something?
Yeah.
What did I say?
He said put out?
Yeah.
That made you laugh?
Yeah.
Put out?
Yeah.
Crying
out loud is a big
thing. So let's bring this podcast mature level up a little bit.
Yeah, come on, you guys.
Okay.
Messed up.
Okay.
I think what they will do is they will release a Wii Sports type game because they showed how you can like put the gamepad on the ground and swing the Wiimote and hit the golf ball that's on the gamepad from the gamepad onto the screen.
You said ball.
I did say ball. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what would they have to release to get casual gamers into it?
It's kind of sequels, honestly, to the same, like, kind of just...
I mean, the things the casual gamers bought were Wii Fit, which comes out right
yeah.
as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
Wii Fit looks cool, because you know what you can do? Play all the exercises just on the gamepad.
Yeah.
So someone could be watching Biggest Loser. You can be playing Wii Fit, think it's like you're playing along. Whoa, they could do that. Like, a TV show like Biggest Loser could come out with a Biggest Loser game and you can play along with their exercises on the Wii like doing it on the gamepad.
That's
with the
a
balance
good
board.
Idea, actually.
Or they could do like,
especially with all the TV and like stuff they're doing.
Or they could do like, you're watching, what's a good show? You're watching Family Guy. You want to draw some Family Guy cartoons on the gamepad? You can
or
do
something
it.
Something like
that's
that, genius. Yeah.
No, that's a stupid idea. You just get a piece of paper and draw some Family Guy cartoons.
That's true.
But like, stuff like that, wow, I didn't even think about that. Or imagine if they did like Saturday Night Live, where you got to like vote on what the script would be as it was happening.
Yeah,
so it would
like
come up.
It'd be kind of thing. Like American Idol.
You could vote to change the song halfway through the song when they're singing on stage.
American Idol, kind of like, what's that show with Wayne Brady?
Well, they are doing that.
Password?
They're doing it. Let's
don't
make
forget
a deal.
The lyrics.
No.
Let's make a deal.
Not Password. Sorry.
Let's make a deal now.
Whose Lines Anyway?
Oh, Whose Lines Anyway? That's an old show.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Oh yeah,
but they are doing like you could be watching American Idol and someone would be singing and they'd be like, "Do you think this person's an idiot?" And you'd be like, "Yes."
Yes. Yeah, so like they'll see on the board, kind of like raise it. Yeah, and then if it reaches,
if there's
this,
enough
well,
votes, then we'll just like
show.
Do a
yeah,
like
someone
yeah,
bad. They hit the gong.
Yeah,
like Mr. Pono.
Saw him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. So they are going to do stuff like that. And also, you can make your own polls to send out to people on, like, Facebook, Twitter, or the Miiverse.
Yeah.
So if you're all your friends are watching, King of Queens, and you want...
everybody loves
say,
Raymond.
Yeah, everybody loves Raymond, and you want to be like, oh, man, who's funnier, Raymond or his big, deep-voiced brother? You can send out a poll to all your friends and decide which is more funny.
No.
Or you can comment on the show with everybody. So the more I hear about Nintendo TV, the more it's like, maybe this is an okay thing, you know? Because, like, I got DirecTV. People, like, my dad watches TV all the goddamn time.
Right. Using services like Netflix?
So, yeah. And he uses Netflix, but you know why he won't use it? Because he's like, I don't want to turn on the Wii. So it'll just be right on the gamepad.
Right
he can just
gamepad.
Do it. But I bet someone will break the gamepad. They'll be like, this is just a remote. I'm going to throw it across the room like I throw a remote across the room. You can't do that, Dad.
Mm.
Yeah, honestly, now that I think about it, I do. Like,
you just toss the remote. It's like it lands on the couch, then that's
like,
fine.
Yeah, that's
as long as you get the couch. A Wii remote, that's fine. But this thing has a screen.
No, I don't do
screen.
It with Wii remotes. I just
really?
Yeah.
I toss Wii remotes on the couch all the time, all the way across the room. Just like, what's up, Laura?
Sorry, this is really off topic. So
what's up?
All right. Really quick. Grant Morrison, you know who does the comics, a lot of Batman comics?
Sure.
He was that bald guy.
He died? Oh my heavens, it is!
He was the
he's
bald
the evil guy in the My Chemical Romance
yeah,
universe.
Yeah,
because
he founded them. I think he helped
produce
Gerard's comic, The Umbrella
The Umbrella
Academy.
Chronicles. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it. Look. It's just silly that he would be in that.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so Nintendo TV, better than I thought. And also more expensive than I thought, because I was thinking just about how much they had to pay people to let them do that. And how much to make it not something, you know, to make it actually easier than normal TV, which I think it'll be. Because, I mean, you got to go in and you got to sign into Netflix, sign into Hulu Plus, sign into all that once.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, it's like...
You're set.
That's way... Rather than being like, all right, what's on TiVo? All right, let's switch over what's on Netflix. And I don't really do that too much. Well, I go from TV to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's on TV? All right, well, what's on Netflix? So just being able to see it both at once, that'll be useful.
That'd be nice.
Oh, man, you know what you can do? You can be scrolling through Netflix while the regular TV's on, hit something, and it'll just happen. You don't even
exactly,
have to...
Exactly, yeah.
That's actually kind of useful.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one big... It brings them all together into one database for you to entertain.
Now, okay, you know what the one thing that upsets me is? You know what Nintendo said all the way up until this?
What?
They've been saying, we're a game company, we're not an entertainment company, no DVDs. And now they're like, you know, Nintendo's always been a big entertainment company.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on. At least say, we thought about it and we want to do this now.
And
don't
we were
try
wrong
and claim, right.
Last generation.
Right,
you know,
just please say that, you know, it was successful, but now we realize we want
to
do something.
Or not that we were wrong, we were just kind of making a cheap way to say, like, oh, we're being prideful by, you know, sticking to our roots.
Right, and that's not what it was. They were just making something that they wanted to make, and, it wasn't like a thing.
Yeah.
But now it is, so... That's
stop
just
it.
How it is. That's gross, man. Alright, so I posted up a discussion earlier today on the website, and the post was called 4 Frustrating Message Board Reasons Why Not to Buy the Wii U, because being someone who, for some reason, enjoys getting upset at people talking about things on the internet, I am a fan on Facebook of IGN. And of course, IGN posts there. What? I know. I just,
please,
let me just get that off of here. Just set it right there. I just, so I was reading all the comments and of the people talking about Wii U, and it made me really mad. And it's a stupid thing to get mad about, but sometimes I'm like, I'm okay, I'll just let myself be mad about it. Because it's kind of fun to be mad, you know, to yell about video games.
It's kind of fun to be mad to yell about video games.
I agree with you.
Or
something.
I don't know.
So, what I did is I took four of the stupidest ones, and I just wrote these rebuttals that, it's not going to matter because, it's just trolls doing their thing.
Yeah.
Or just people who, didn't like Nintendo anyway, so they're just trying to come up with a reason.
They kind of had their answer before the question.
Right, exactly. Closed. That's exactly what it is. So, let's go through these four, and you guys tell me what you think. So, the first one I saw, which isn't, really upsetting, because people have been saying this for a long time. Someone said, they need to get away from the stupid Just Dance and the Wii Nintendo Land and stuff. They need to stop that. I'm not buying this crap. They got all upset about the casual games.
No.
Guess what I said?
You're full of baloney.
I said you're full of baloney, but I also said the reason I hate this particular sentiment is that it implies something that is simply untrue. Casual games, be they party games, silly sports forays, or dancing experiences, are not worse than hardcore games. In fact, given the choice, I would choose Just Dance even over Zelda on some days. Not every day, of course, but on some days, and that's the key. No game is bad all the time. No type of game is bad all the time. Well, some games, I guess, are bad all the time. certain styles are meant for certain moods and certain people. Just Dance, for instance, Just Dance, for instance, is meant for people with friends. But that was just me being angry. So would you agree or disagree with that? Stop getting mad about the casual game thing.
Yeah.
It's just stop getting mad because it doesn't honestly involve their demographic.
Exactly. It's just like Mr. Berglund used to say, if you don't like the ad, it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
It's not meant for you, so stop saying because these games are on it, it completely cancels everything else good about it out because they like someone that I don't like.
In fact, it supports it because that's a profitable demographic.
Exactly.
And that kind of builds the ability for them to
make the
game.
And then Nintendo
can
take more money and make something really awesome like the Wii U.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I said, guy comes in, he says, there's not enough exclusives at launch. Okay. First of all, yes, there are. Secondly, fun fact, PlayStation 3 launch titles, there are four exclusive games in there. Three of those games were Ridge Racer, Genji, and Gundam. I know. One of those games
was
Resistance.
Yeah, Resistance.
Which is an okay game. Not a system seller, but it's not Ridge Racer, Genji, and Gundam. 360's launch title had guess how many exclusives?
I really like Genji, but yeah. Project Gotham was one.
Guess how many?
Four. Oh, eight. I don't know.
Six. Halfway between. Ridge Racer 6 was one of them. Another Ridge Racer.
Isn't there a Ridge Racer coming to... No, there's one for 3DS.
Yeah, it was terrible. Project Batman Gotham Racing.
Yep, that was the one I remembered.
Perfect Dark Zero.
Forgot about that yet.
Condemned Criminal Origins. Amped 3, and Cameo. Are any of those games talked about anymore ever? Except Project Gotham Racing.
No, that's not.
Because nobody considered them to be anything 6 months later than when they came out. So none of the PS3 games were good except Resistance. None of the 360 games were any good. 3DS's launch lineup? Even worse. No good... What good exclusives were on the 3DS? Exactly.
No, there were a bunch. They're just remakes.
Which ones?
Maybe I'm not thinking of... Maybe they weren't...
It's not an exclusive, it's a remake.
Yeah, okay, forget it.
Yeah, no, the only...
Forget about
it. Steel Diver and...
Good old Steel Diver.
And Pilot Wings. Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
So the Wii U's launch lineup? Here are ones that are going to be exclusives at launch. New Super Mario Bros. U. That's one. Already better than any of the games for any of those systems I just read. Except, someone I guess could say that Resistance is equal if they're stupid. Nintendo Land. Yet another one that, and maybe not your demographic, but it's going to be good. Zombie U. Another one. Just Dance 4. Another one. Rayman Legends. Another one. Rabbids Land. And Scribblenauts Unlimited, which I'm counting. That's seven on launch day. Not launch window. Doesn't include Pikmin. Doesn't include Wonderful 101. Just launch day, it has more than all of the other consoles have good exclusive games for the last 15 years on launch day. And someone comes and says, there ain't enough exclusives, I'm not buying it. What does that tell me? It tells me you weren't going to buy that anyway, and you're just trying to think of a stupid reason. That's all it is. It's ridiculous. So quit your complaining. That's what I said at the end there. It says, so quit complaining. Number three... This one ticked me off so much. No Smash Bros. At launch. I'm not going to buy it.
What are you talking about?
He says, literally, his comment was, and this there were several comments of this. No Smash Bros. I thought there was going to be Smash Bros. I'm not buying this. At launch.
That's like saying, oh, there's no new Batman movie now? Like, after, like, a fourth Batman movie now? Like, I'm not going to the movie theater today.
There's no Batman movie in theaters today? I'm not even going.
Yeah.
So, but there's also, there's another reason aside from the fact that it's completely ridiculous. Because one thing that ticks me off, and there are a lot of people like this, and it's obviously, again, you play what games you want. I'm not going to force you to like games you don't like. I'm completely fine, but sometimes I just want to get mad because I like getting mad. This one-dimensional tunnel vision thing, like the people who go around and say, oh, I just have a DS for Pokemon. What are you doing having a DS just for one game? I don't get it.
They're
like people who say, I just bought a Wii for Smash Bros. Why? There are so many games that you could play. Just, it's mind-boggling to me. That someone would just say, oh, I don't really play anything except Smash Bros. And Pokemon or whatever. It's like, oh my, why would you do that? That's absurd. Like, or the people who say, oh, you know, Nintendo doesn't really make anything good except Smash Bros. Or anything good except Zelda. It's like, oh man. What, like, I just, it ticks me off when I hear that. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. It's like, actually. It's just like, they're kind of like,
Even if someone said, I bought a 360 just so I could play Call of Duty. Like, it's different for me because I don't have any vested interest in that crap. But, holy crap, you're missing so much. So much.
But it's not even that they're missing. They're just kind of like, oh, yep, you know, like...
Yeah, it's not like they're... I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just... It's so stupid to me that you would, you know, say that, oh, I don't really like DS, but I like Pokemon. That's the one that I hear most often. I hear that all the time. And it's just like, oh, why aren't you playing other games?
Yeah, there are a buttload of games.
There are a buttload of games for the DS. Like, way more. It's so many games.
Yeah.
You're missing them all.
I was just looking at Target the other day, and there were just so many. Even just like. Yeah.
So many. People don't buy them. And then here's another one that ticked me off for several. Three reasons I came up with that this bugged me. There's no Mario and Zelda at launch. I'm not going to buy it. Listen. So, this thing of, you know, the whole idea. That it's just like the nearsightedness of Smash Bros. Fans. You know, Nintendo's only two good franchises are Mario and Zelda, and it has to be a 3D Mario and a 3D Zelda if you want me to buy it. Another, just nearsightedness bugs me. The second reason is that Nintendo is always, it seems, in this position of sort of damned if they do, damned if they don't. Okay? If they don't put out multiple core franchises, Mario, Zelda, Metroid at launch, people get upset because there are no good games. If they do, instead of putting out Pikmin and Nintendo Land and publishing those other titles, if they do just focus their resources and put out Mario, Zelda, Metroid, people would be get upset because, oh, you don't have enough new IPs. This is all just the repeated stuff. So they can't make anyone happy. So this time, guess what they said? They said, well, let's put a core franchise in there. Let's toss Mario in there and make it good. Let's you know, go to our sort of our niche fans with Pikmin. We'll put Pikmin out too, get them. We'll publish some other niche titles for just third-party niche fans. Did that, got them covered. Casual gamers, let's get Nintendo Land. They covered every single base.
Yeah, for
and
a
because
really
they didn't
solid
do Mario and Zelda, which has never happened ever anyway, at launch or not.
Yeah.
People won't buy it.
That's
absurd. No one has, like, never in the history of ever have they put out a core Zelda game and a core Mario game at the same time. That would just be a stupid business strategy. It's just really stupid.
Know, it'd be shooting two elephants with five bullets. Or, but yeah, it would lose them a lot of money, and they don't do it because they're not dumb.
Yeah, and oh, man, could you... That's just ridiculous. And someone pointed out in the comments that... There were a lot of comments on this. Not a lot, but enough.
Well, that person who commented about...
No, it's not him.
No, I'm saying what's...
All of their chickens in one basket, if they did.
Yeah, exactly. It's just saying we're going to give it to you all at once.
All their
and
eggs
then,
in one basket.
All their chickens in a basket.
Because if you put the chickens in, then you drop them, then they're not going to break.
Yeah,
be fine.
Moving on. So this guy named Pikmin came in. He said, sorry, Austin, but last year Super Mario 3D Land and Skyward Sword came out on the same day in Europe and Australia. Doesn't count, not the same system. Also, Mario 3D Land, not really a core Mario entry regardless.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different market. You're not making people divide their attention between multiple games with a system. You're making people, as they should, divide their attention between two systems. So anyway, that's the things that made me mad this week. or yesterday.
Those are the things that made you mad. Those are the things, or...
Those are the things. Oh, here is a list of the things that made me mad. This list is a list of the things that made me mad. Also the Bayonetta stuff. Ugh.
Yeah. Mm,
the Bayonetta stuff is so stupid. So the point is that the internet trolls are out in full force for the Wii U, because I honestly think what it is they felt betrayed by Nintendo with the Wii, thinking Nintendo would for some reason make PS3 and 360 type games.
Betrayed about the GameCube, and they also felt betrayed about the N64.
Exactly. Nintendo's damned if they do, damned if they don't. No matter what they do, no matter how many things they try and please, there's always going to be a huge group who just don't like them because of their Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. So...
I mean, you're not necessarily completely fond of, you know.
Well, I don't like repetitive games with a bunch of realistic graphics, because repetition is not creative and realism is not creative. I like creative games, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I do like realistic. I mean, Uncharted and Call of Duty, I love. They're fun. Like, what are you going to do? So, I'm very easy to please, I think. And it seems like these people are only easy to please if the games they're playing are bad. If the games they're playing are have achievements, stuff like that, you know what I mean? They only care about that, so. Alright, so that's our four frustrating message board reasons why not to buy the Wii U.
Yep.
Can anyone else think of any actual reasons why not to buy the Wii U, short of not having money?
Short of, like,
no. Oh, well, and also not caring about video games?
No, I mean, like just thinking it's too much.
Too much what?
Money.
No, if you have the money.
Yeah.
Like, if a gamer has the money, is there any reason why this isn't
enough disposable?
No.
Yes. No, they have money, food money that they would spend on it. What do you think I'm talking about?
Maybe because they're only looking forward to A Creed and Black Ops 2 and...
So if they're, like, PS360 gamers?
And they're like, you know what, I ain't going to put
$350 but those people
out of my
have
bank,
actually expected...
Out of my bank and put it into this GameStop... And for them to tell me... Okay,
Do those people really think... Oh, God. Here's another thing I want to talk about. This actually was supposed to be the discussion this week. Do those people really think Nintendo is going to give them PS360 games?
Yeah. No, honestly, with this...
Okay, I'm sorry. Not should. Should Nintendo give everyone those PS360 games?
Honestly?
Should they make a console as powerful with the same games, with multi-platform games?
Like, yes, they should.
Yeah, okay, that's not what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about...
I know what you mean, though.
Like,
they don't need to.
Why does it make you happy? Like, why does it upset you that Nintendo won't do... It's kind of like that thing. You know,
need every single console out there to be the one you
like
wanted?
That, yes,
like, you can buy the one you want.
Exactly. It's like that guy who got mad at me for swearing in my video. I was like, there's 1,000 videos of someone who had self-control when he played the game.
Yeah.
Just go watch one of those. Seriously. Like, I would... It's just silly to me that people get
mad.
You're
not the only type of gamer out there, you know? Like there are people who will want to buy the Wii. It doesn't mean you need to,
right,
you know...
get all mad because it's not just
like
this system.
It's not like you're going to buy it. If you don't
like
it, just ignore it or
something. The Wii and the Wii U is like, it's not enough like the PS3 and 360. Well, you know
okay,
what
well,
are enough like the PS3 and
the
360? The PS3 and the 360. Why are you getting mad that it's different? Like, that should make you happy that you have more unique things to play. But it doesn't. You just want to something. I don't even know what it is.
You just
want to
make
a
fuss.
Yeah, you just
want
to make a fuss. That's all it is.
They just want everything in the gaming world to be what they want it to be.
I think they just want to be angry. I think that's just the bigger thing.
So what you're saying, being angry makes you happy.
Yeah, and that's the same thing as I'm doing right now. So that's all it comes down to, I guess.
Kind of a yin and a yang. Or the yin is the we and the yang is...
Yin yang email, yeah.
Yin
yang email. Okay, so that was my discussion. Is there anything else anyone can think about talking about aside from how awesome the Wii U looks?
Yeah, I mean, design-wise looks pretty nice, pretty sleek. Not great, but...
I actually don't kind of like how it physically looks.
Yeah, I understand.
Especially, oh man.
It looks kind of like a little bit like a Kabuto, a little bit.
What the heck's a Kabuto?
It's a Pokemon.
It doesn't look like Kabuto. That
yeah.
thing's brown and has bright red eyes and yellow things.
I mean, yeah, it has like kind of a turtle little appearance. Maybe I'm just wrong and I'm not...
No, it looks like an Xbox 360 mix of the Wii.
Yeah, that's
what it does.
That's
but
a good,
this made me want to buy the white one because I saw how this looked. This Walmart bundle, doesn't that just look really coherent
yeah, it
and just not, like the white and the blue?
Evolution
I love.
Of the Wii, yeah.
It looks really nice. And then the black one to me just kind of looks like dookie.
The nice secondary color.
I can
color.
Understand that.
Yeah. No, I really dig it. But not so much the other
black. I wish they would have given you just color choices.
But
I guess they can't make that many.
Too much to ask at launch, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Or why can't they just make both of them white? Why do you need two different colors?
No, because people
lunch?
Have been complaining that the Wii looks like a kiddie system for too long. They're like, it has to be black. And that's exactly what we were talking about last time. It's just people want it to look black because they want to be stupid. I don't know. So
saying
black
people are stupid?
I'm saying people who like black game consoles over any other game console for, like, thinking it's a legitimate reason not to like a game console. Those people
kidding.
Are stupid. I know. Okay. I don't think there's been any other Wii news going on. I think that's pretty much it. I think. So now we're going to play our favorite game. What's our favorite game, you guys?
The
Guess the Image picture.
There's a picture this week, but what's the game called generically?
What's the game?
Guess the game based on the picture I show
you. It's not necessarily a picture, though. Sometimes I read the title.
Guess the game with
From
the media choice I show you.
And the game
Guess.
Is called... Guess the game with the information that I give you.
That is not what
you have
said.
You don't like the name of it?
I kind
of
glory.
All right, so this week's Guess the game with the media I give you. All right, so this week's version of Guess the game with the media I give you is using another Japanese game, because those are always the best. Here's a screenshot. What's the game about?
Stink! Gibby. Okay,
it's about,
it's copying your face movement.
Increasing strength in your face.
Maybe it's face
using
exercises.
To stimulate brain activity.
Pretty much.
Oh, maybe.
You pretty much got it exactly, actually. It's called face training. It's for the DS, available in Japan. It comes with a camera.
Yes.
That you
attach. You didn't
to
get it exactly, but so you can't have
a your face. Well, I think you pretty much did. I don't know if it's about training you on how to show emotions if you're a robot. Like, because a lot of the exercises are like, smile like this, then you smile. Or if it's about, you know, relaxing or exercising your face, or if it's about stimulating brain activity. But that was very fast. Good job, you guys. Face training.
Well, cool. I didn't do it. He did.
We'll put the image up on the web page if you want to play.
There'll be in a link. Now it's time for what we're going to do now is a new segment. We got a lot of segments now. We need to start scheduling this a little, not better, but we need to start writing it out.
Yeah.
This time for the Complaint Corner. Sound the alarm. Weep, weep, weep. I'll get the alarm sound too. You know, because that's like what they do on those stupid MTV shows. Like, it's time for the sit down something. Weep, weep, weep.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do. Complaint Corner. Anyone have any complaints? Jack, you have some complaints.
In a recent list given by, what was that RPG list?
IGN.
They named Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy III in America, for the Super Nintendo as the greatest RPG of all time, which is a bunch of dookie. Honestly, technically speaking, people think that's an amazing game just because it's on the Super Nintendo, and honestly, technically speaking, no real memorable boss battles, no real depth, honestly, to the...
Great
to the,
theme song.
To the game, but the theme song is very good. It's honestly not even as good as like Final Fantasy X. It's Nobuo's...
I like a lot.
Nobuo's good work, but not great work, honestly. A lot of non sequiturs in terms of, you know, just the story, and, like, honestly, not a lot of depth of gameplay. Like, the individual characters are really creative in how they each have a different, like, battling scheme, but honestly, it doesn't combine to make an in-depth, or not in-depth, it's just, like, very deep RPG experience.
Wait. Isn't Final Fantasy VI the one you're playing?
Yes.
But I thought that was Final Fantasy III in Japan.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VI, and in America they're now calling it Final Fantasy VI because they want to make it correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, it's not at all the greatest RPG of all time.
IGN's not for being stupid.
It's very good.
In fact, I have another complaint.
It's not bad, but it's right. Yeah, it's not the greatest.
Do you want to do two complaints? All right, you do yours. We'll go in a circle, and then you can.
I have a complaint.
What's your complaint?
It started freezing again a little bit.
Really?
Not just like the game characters.
Does it ever freeze when Phoenix Wright isn't in it?
Yeah.
And
I was playing.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
It was happening in the Street Pass, and it was happening a little bit.
Send him an email. But was the cartridge in?
No.
Okay.
Because I was
Send
a different email. Cartridge was in. It was a 3DS
Send
game.
Send him a goddamn email telling me 3DS is freezing. You want you refunded a new one and $70.
A refund, a new one, and $70.
No, tell him you want a free Wii U for the trouble. They won't do it, but just tell him.
I know.
Yeah, tell me. Like,
I mean, like, okay, yeah,
email.
Just
tell him I sent you. Austin sent Jeff from that website. They don't like us anyway, so.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Yeah,
talk
that guy
to
never
us.
Got back to you. The
which
rep,
guy?
The like, some rep.
That's Activision.
Okay.
They don't like us either, but not because we're, you know, not because they don't like us, just because they're not concerned with
yeah.
Nintendo only websites really.
Why doesn't Nintendo like you?
I don't know. I, me and Valley have absolutely no idea why. They occasionally they will assign us a rep, which means one of us gets an email. Like I got the last one. It was from this girl represented named Kate, and Kate said, "Hi Austin, Nintendo wanted to assign you a rep so that you have someone to contact if you need anything from us." I said, "That's really awesome. I'm glad you were nice." And then, just like any stupid rep, she would reply to my emails. But if I ever requested anything, notably interviews, she would just say, "Can't do it, sorry." Or, like, review copies, she would say, "We have a limited supply, but we'll put you on our list," which means...
No.
Or if I asked for statements, she would give me, like, generic... Not, like, she was mostly useless, eventually stopped replying. They don't supply us with review copies. When sites, like I've said, sites smaller than us get review consoles, not just game company, game copies. So I don't know what the deal is. Like, we are significantly larger in terms of traffic than a lot of websites, but they don't give us too much support. And I'm not holding it against them. Like, they don't need to give us free stuff. That's
exactly. It's kind of like what I forgot to give you. It's not yours. What's the word I'm thinking of? Where like they feel like they like automatically own it or something or.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea what you're trying to make me say.
It's really basic, and it's just I'll stop
okay,
talking.
That's fine. So anyway, yeah, I'm not like angry. I'm kind of angry at him because they keep assigning us reps, telling us they're going to give us support, and then not giving us
support.
Well,
yeah, that's just frustrating.
That's the problem. It's not that they're not giving us support. It's that they're telling us they're going to.
Yeah.
The reps are always very nice, very pleasant. Nintendo's always, you know, just very nice if I don't tell them I'm from the website, if I just tell them I'm a customer. But there's just something about it. I don't know. They don't really get us any good stuff. So, all right. So my complaint this week was another thing about IGN. So there's a reviewer. There's a game that came out on PS3 360 called Double Dragon Neon. It's an updated version of Double Dragon, and it's apparently pretty good. Mostly 7/8s, 9/10s. IGN guy gives it a 3 for stupid reasons, but they're allowed to review things stupidly. However, he's reviewing another game. I don't remember what the game was, but he's reviewing another game. And someone in the comments accuses him of not getting past, like, the third stage or so, or, like, the third section of the game. And there's, like, you know, I don't know, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even, maybe he only played, like, the first few levels or something like that. So he accuses him, and the guy's like, "What are you talking about? I played the whole game." You kind of know where this is going. And the guy says, "All right, well, what happens during the story at this part?" The guy's like, I don't have to tell you that. This is ridiculous. So obviously, pretty certain he didn't play the game. I would like to complain about reviewers being idiots. Now, don't review a game if you don't have a comprehensive knowledge. Like, you don't have to complete it, but play enough of it so you get a comprehensive knowledge of the story, especially if it's story-driven, the gameplay, the level design. And if it's under 10 hours, beat the game. Seriously. And if you are getting paid, beat the game no matter what.
Yeah.
I sometimes don't fully beat games. I don't think when I reviewed, like, Mario Bros. Wii, I got, like, through World 7, and then I just wrote the review, because I was like...
Man, it's pretty much...
Like, what's... There's nothing. And, you know... But if you're getting paid, beat the whole game and don't lie. So, you had one more complaint?
Oh, that they used dubstep in Halo 4's trailer video.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really like a huge in-depth thing I was about to say. It's just really dumb.
Just kind of frustrating.
If they used dubstep in Halo 4's
trailer. It wasn't even like... Yeah, it was just bad.
It was just really dumb.
Bad, bad, bad. So.
And that's it
That's for the complaint corner. If you got your complaints, send them to NintendoOfAmerica@NintendoOfAmerica.com.
Yep.
And now send them to me, because we have such good support. Okay, now it's time for our top 10 list. This week is the top 10 guessing how many new power-ups are in each successive Mario game. So this is new power-ups introduced. This goes all the way from Mario 1 all the way to Mario Bros. U.
Not counting Mario 2.
Not counting Mario 2. There might be other some ones that are not in here, but... and actually, there are... How many not in here ones are there? I don't know. I think they're mostly on here. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'll say the name. You guys each tell me how many new power-ups you think were put in that game.
Okay.
I'll tell you how dumb you are.
Okay.
So starting with Mario Bros. 1. How many
Obviously,
power-ups?
Obviously, one.
One?
No, okay.
This includes Starman, right?
Yeah.
So
like Big Man.
In the first...
Everything that changes Mario.
So Big Man, Fireman, Starman.
Yeah, three.
Big Man, Fireman, Starman. That's correct. Super Mushroom, Fire Clock, Star. Mario Bros. 3.
Obviously 4.
You say 4? How many do you think? Do you know anything about Mario Bros. 3? Like, can you think
raccoon.
Of... Raccoon.
That's one. Okay, I was raccoon.
Cape! Boot! Oh. Boot!
No. Oh, I forgot boot. About the boot, actually. That's
5.
Not, are you counting that? Like, counting the boot. Alright.
You have to...
Okay,
anything
okay,
that
okay,
changes
okay.
Mario.
5.
Anything okay, no, but and then there's the, there's, like, the hammer
like
thing that you
power
can
ups.
Knock out. So we'll say 6. You ever seen 6?
You're saying 6?
5.
We're
saying
you're
six.
Saying 5, you're saying 6. The correct answer is 6.
Yeah, okay, 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 wait.
Name them.
Raccoon?
Raccoon suit.
Frog.
Well, is our raccoon the tanuki suit or the super
raccoon.
Leaf?
Raccoon. Yeah, super leaf.
Super leaf.
So,
frog.
So raccoon, tanuki, frog, hammer thing, hammer bro.
Hammer suit.
Yeah. Shoe.
Shoe.
Wonderful green shoe. And then...
Hammer bro and hammer thing are different.
Okay.
Like, I mean the same, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
The same thing. So you have 5. What's the 6th one?
Then I guess I...
No, he'd have 4 then.
You've got the super leaf, the frog suit, the tanuki suit, the hammer suit, and the shoe.
Oh.
Goomba shoe.
Yeah. Nice. It only appeared in one level.
What's 6? You said 6. You had 6 in mind. What
no,
was your 6th
no,
one?
No, that was I had in 6. I was talking about the thing that he uses to destroy the thing so he can get to a secret part. The, like, the... He can destroy, like, a block that's at a dead end previously that he can reach, like the boat.
Isn't that the hammer suit?
That's not the hammer suit, but that's just probably not a power-up, yeah.
What does it do?
So, I don't know. I would have said 5.
It's a,
well, the
it's
answer
a,
was still 6.
Yeah.
It's a cape.
6th one that you're missing was the P-Wing, which lets you fly
yeah,
an entire
yeah,
level.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, also, I think you can use it outside of levels to skip a level.
And it turns into a raccoon suit after you use it?
Yes, it does. All right. This one you guys are going to get wrong. Super Mario Land for the Game Boy.
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably a decrease. No,
yeah,
no.
They wouldn't. They didn't. No, it's just
yeah,
new
yeah,
ones
yeah,
that appear.
Yeah, no,
if
no.
old ones don't appear, it's not a negative.
Okay, 4.
You say 4? How many do you
I,
say?
I don't know.
Just take a number.
8.
Nope, it's 1. The Super Flower, which allows Mario to toss Super Balls, which are different than Fireballs, apparently.
Huh.
Alright, Mario World.
Are we counting Yoshi as a power-up?
No.
Okay, 1.
Can you say
2?
1?
No,
2.
No,
2?
I was counting.
Oh, sorry. I'm counting kind of slow there.
1. 2.
No,
come on, you gotta remember.
I was Zach Galifianakis's laugh in the Tim and Eric movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it also sounds like a cat throwing.
Alright, just tell me the number.
Are we counting Yoshi power up?
No.
He
no.
just said
well,
that.
I'm saying Yoshi. No, we're not counting Yoshi power up.
I
want to
play Mario World.
Yeah,
I have it.
You own one of the
I'm
greatest
play that one
of
get
all
one.
Time.
I'm going to play the heck out of that
yeah,
one.
It's
not going
to
bed.
You say 1, you say?
2.
2. You're right, actually. 2. The cape feather and...
That's the cape.
Maybe you never got this. Maybe it's a secret. The
no.
pea balloon?
Yeah.
You got the pea balloon?
Oh, yeah. The pea balloon makes you fat and fluffy.
Yep.
Yeah, just right.
Okay. So it was 2. All right, on to Super Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins. Does anyone
I ain't
know?
Never done played that game.
Well, the answer is 1. It's the carrot, which allows you... It's kind of like the leaf. All right, Mario 64.
3.
Make her guess first sometimes, because she can copy you.
It's easy. 3.
Okay, metal.
Brutal.
That one thing.
Yep.
That one thing? Yep. 5 seconds. 5.
Metal.
Is that your answer? 1?
There's right, another right. block
Final
that's yellow, right?
One.
No,
nope.
It's actually not yellow.
There are no yellows.
Orangey?
No. It's not orangey.
Well, green is metal.
Yeah.
Blue!
You're just guessing.
Yeah. I was just saying, the answer is 3. The wing cap, which allows you to fly. The box for that is red. The vanish cap, which lets you walk through chain link fences and enemies and makes you invisible, is what color? Blue.
Blau.
Blue!
And the metal cap is...
Verde.
It's green.
Verde. It's green. All right. Super Mario 64.
Mario, yeah.
Mario
64 didn't do, or I guess they were kind of different games, but didn't really utilize those power-ups like
no,
the universe.
But it had one new
power.
Oh, I just told you how many it had. Well, can you guess what the one new power-up is?
I ain't never
DSS?
Played Super Mario 64.
Really?
Yes,
have you?
Oh, yeah, but I don't remember there being another power.
It's the Power Flower. And the deal with the Power Flower is that it...
Peace.
Gives each character, because you can place different characters, each character something different. So it works as like a pee balloon for Mario. It makes him fat and makes him pee everywhere. It works as, that'd be funny if that was how it was.
Yeah.
It works as a vanish cap for Luigi, a metal cap for Wario, and gives Yoshi fire breath.
Huh.
Okay, Mario and Luigi will skip because you don't know anything about
it. That's a Paper Mario game.
similar, but Miyamoto said he counts
it as Luigi Superstar Saga? Are you talking about that?
It's the, yeah, from that,
it's,
yeah,
an RPG, yeah, don't count that.
Miyamoto said he counts it, so...
No.
Counts. Okay. New Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
DS.
This is actually going to be... this is going to be tough. One, two, three, four.
Penguin?
Were you listening?
What are we playing?
New Super Mario Brothers.
I shouldn't have
gone
first. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you go first.
The DS
game. Oh. Are there new ones in that?
Yes.
I don't remember there being new ones.
How do you not? It's like the one staple of the game was a big new
one. I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay,
you,
yeah,
say zero.
I'm gonna guess.
No, I remember ones from Sunshine.
Forgot Sunshine.
There were no new power-ups in Sunshine.
Yeah, there was.
Flood.
That's
rock.
Not power-ups. It's a backpacka.
Really nice backpacka.
It's not even on this list, so it doesn't
count.
Wait
a minute. Wait, what about Galaxy?
Or
Galaxy's
Galaxy
on the list.
Okay. Wait,
so
then
just,
what?
Come on, Mario Bros. DS. Make it happen. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your guess?
4.
Okay. What are the three you're thinking of? Or did you say a number? Okay, Jack, what are the four you're thinking of?
Big fat one where he destroys everything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
Mini.
Oh, my gosh!
And Pengi.
Penguin's not in the DS version.
Okay.
So the answer is 3.
Oh my gosh.
But now you have a clue as to one that's
so
in the
stupid.
You're the only one who knows this, but I might as well bring it up for you. Super Paper Mario.
Turning objects into things. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's
I'm thinking
no,
of the
it.
New
that's
one.
It. If you're getting Super Paper Mario, you should count Paper Mario 2 then.
Well, it's not on the list. So just
okay, well, there's one. I haven't played that game since like 2007.
Just take a guess.
Turning
two.
Sideways.
Speed Flower, Slow Flower.
Yeah, okay, I didn't even get, like, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Nope,
yet.
Okay, Mario Galaxy.
Okay.
Bumblebee?
Yeah, Bumbleman.
Wait, Galaxy?
Galaxy.
Rock? Was that two?
crap.
Rock is two.
Rock is two.
Rock is two.
Rock is two.
Rock is WWE.
So Bumblebee, Cloud?
Cloud is two.
Bumblebee.
You know, I look like you were about to swear, and you know what's funny? You know how you swore last podcast, and then you said beep afterwards? I cut your beep and put it over the swear, so it goes, oh, what the beep? And it has you, like, saying it.
That sounds natural. Probably.
Sounds totally natural. Come on, what are they? Just got Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Two. And,
There's one, okay, let's, I'm not going to count one of them, the Rainbow Star, because I figured you would assume
that
that would be,
yeah. I think, I know of two, but I think there's three. I'm guessing there's, but I know of two.
Okay, two.
Two? The answer is 4.
Oh, good. Oh, good God.
All right, you got the Bumblebee, you got the, did you guess any other?
Ice thing. Ice Fireball Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's not new.
Yeah,
Ice
it is.
Fireball Man?
No. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. See, I screwed this up because Ice Fire was introduced in Mario and Luigi Partners in Time.
Oh, okay.
So, I skipped that one because I thought it was introduced in a different one that it wasn't. So,
yeah,
okay.
But understand that that was introduced then. Can you think of any other ones besides Bumblebee Man?
Cloud?
Is Cloud 2?
Cloud is.
Yeah.
Not on this list.
Nice try. Nice save.
I'm just going to tell you. Bumblebee Man. Ghost Man. Spring Man. And the Red Star, which lets you guys fly.
Yeah. Completely forgot about Spring Man.
Completely forgot about Spring Man and Ghost Man and Fly
Galaxy.
Man. You forgot about all of them except Bumblebee Man.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Nope. Mario Bros. Wii.
Penguin.
Pengi.
And?
The thing that, like...
The tornado thing.
So the answer is?
2.
Right. All right. Mario Galaxy 2. Wow.
Rock.
And in this one, Yoshi power-ups do count.
Okay, Rock.
Rock.
The Rock.
Cloud.
Cloud. From Final Fantasy VII.
I think it was Final Fantasy IX.
What Yoshi power-ups are there?
No, I know. It was
Squall is 8.
I don't remember there being Yoshi power-ups.
All right, what are the Yoshi power-ups, Jack?
Oh, the tamale.
Hot tamale.
I played more of Mario Galaxy 2 than I have of 1, which is weird.
And yeah, you... Can't guess them.
I'm guessing 3 of them.
Gotta get some game show music going. Do you know any other Yoshi fruits?
Portal gun? No.
The Blimpy fruit.
Oh, yeah,
Blimpy
fruit.
And the Bulby fruit.
Bulby
looks like some stands-up platforms
that
would not be there.
Would not be there.
Okay, three more to go. Super Mario 3D Land. You might not know, but you might know. You might know one or two.
I played through the first world, so I think I had not seen any one, so I don't know.
What is this one?
Mario 3D Land on the 3DS.
Oh, I haven't played this at all.
3-day AS. 3-day AS. You laughed really hard at that.
I haven't played this one, so I don't know.
Oh, well, it's Boomerang Flower. The Statue Leaf, which is like the Tanuki Suit.
Yeah, that's the Tanuki Suit.
No, it's not, though, because you can't fly.
Oh.
It just lets you float and turn into Statue Mario.
So it's like a slightly worse Tanuki.
And the Invincibility Leaf, which is the one that happens if you suck at the game. And it comes up, you know. So. Mario Bros. 2. New Super Mario Bros. 2.
I just played through it.
How many are there?
No.
How many are there?
I just played through it and I don't know. Coin Hat.
Gold. You can turn gold. Coin Mario.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Well, what's the coin hat?
It like when it or that's not really.
Oh, is it the one that dings when you run?
Yeah, but that's not really a power up.
We'll count it.
Okay.
What about gold Mario? Is that a thing, or I was just seeing that?
Damn.
There's like a golden thing that turns everything else gold, and then they like if a Lakitu will throw a shell at you, it'll throw a coin at you. If a Koopa will. Yeah.
So what's your answer?
So it's coin.
Coin.
Well, what's the number?
1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
It's probably 3, but I don't really.
It's technically 1, but if you got the coin head, it's 2. It's just
okay.
A gold flower.
Okay.
All right, New Super Mario Brothers. U. Last one. We just watched the trailer.
Squirrel.
What's it called?
Banana squirrel suit. Hat.
Banana hat.
Banana hat.
Squirrel suit.
Squirrel
That's
hat.
That's not what it is, you guys. It turns you into flying squirrel Mario. That's one. What does it do, though? I mean, what's it called?
Fly.
What's
fly
it look
squirrel.
Like?
Rodent cap. Tail.
What's it
tail?
Look like? Physically, what does the power up look like? What are you doing?
I don't remember. A nut?
Yeah, it looks like an acorn. It's the
acorn
mushroom,
mushroom,
you guys. Come on now. You guys.
Look, we've only watched
the commercial
like
you guys
once.
Suck at this. We're going to have to do some more quizzes. Keep you guys on your toes.
Okay, next week is Zelda.
Yeah, let's do that. And we can rotate. If someone else wants to do questions, that's fine.
No, you can do
it. Right,
you know
I'll be quiz master. Oh, I would have done terrible on this one. okay, that's all for the podcasting. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Oh, Jesus.